Lifestyle matters. It's more than money.
I'm Faisal Carmelli, my co-host here, Dave Popwich. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. Last week of Stampede, survived it. You've got a tough night still to go.
Tomorrow, yeah.
Yeah, you're going
to
finish it.
And then I fly out to Toronto. Who goes to Toronto after Stampeding? Like, that's people like me and Andrew.
Not well thought out, but whatever. Yeah. The airline will deal with you. I hope I don't see a video of you.
Oh. Great.
We got a shortened show today due to the football game. Yep. Let's cheer on, you know, wish the Stamps the best here. But let's make best of the time that we've got here. A pretty cool show. We're bringing on our industry regulator and the president of that because we want to talk about an issue that's going to face Canadian investors as they age.
Yeah.
This isn't specific to Canadian investors that are aging, but we know that vulnerabilities increase as we age. And our industry and our regulator takes this very seriously, and we know it's a serious problem. So we're going to hear a little bit about how to safeguard yourself, your family, against vulnerabilities. Interesting topic. I want to talk about a different topic, though, to get this show kicked off. I want to talk about fees and value.
Wow.
Let's not shy away from this.
Okay.
Right?
I'm glad we're talking about this because you and I have been talking about this for a while.
Yeah.
Many of you listening have probably heard or seen the commercials out there about advisors getting fired on a commercial because they don't see they're moving somewhere else because of the cost.
Yep.
What I believe is missing in those commercials is does the person not see value? Now, it's implicit. They don't see value, and that's why they're leaving.
Oh, but, it is. Okay, sorry.
Right, and so it's the industry as a whole has talked about fees that are being charged based upon the management of the money.
Yep.
And so you and I always have these conversations of, what does the value that the advisor provides, and is the fee justified in the client's view?
Right. I'm going to expand that, and I'm going to say to you, I'm going to raise this topic, get your thoughts on it. It's very difficult to determine value if you, in fact, don't know what your fees are.
Yes.
So there's a different issue here as well.
Yes.
There's a transparency issue.
Yeah.
Right? Which always surprises people, and
yeah, so we learned about this years ago in our practice when we were seeing that people were just commenting on what they are paying in fees based upon what the advisor or the brokerage firm is charging. Mm-hmm. What they did not realize is that some of the underlying investments that they're in have embedded expenses to it that the client never sees.
Right.
So there's a hidden cost. We call that the wholesale cost. That's the cost of owning that product in your portfolio.
Where would you find a wholesale cost? So if somebody's listening to this, what the heck is a wholesale cost and where would I look for
good
this?
Good question. So foreign exchange, whenever you do a transaction, there's a hidden fee to that sometimes.
Yeah.
There is in mutual funds.
Right.
There's a management expense ratio. And that's not the commission, the trailing commission to the advisor. I'm just talking about the management fee.
Yeah.
Then there's a management fee for an exchange-traded fund.
Yep.
So there's different types of investments out there that have embedded costs.
Right.
Right.
And now I'm going to go on a limb, and it's not 100%, but I'm going to say if you have anything but a pure stock or a bond, like a pure common share that you own in an account or a bond, okay, if it's some other kind of structured product, other than that, there is most often, not 100% of the time, there's most often an embedded or hidden cost.
Correct. And I don't think the public understands that.
Right.
And I think they need to be disclosed that information. So you and I made a conscious decision many years ago to be fully transparent of hidden and costs that they will see on their statements.
Right. To produce a total cost of ownership.
Correct. So fee transparency is important.
Right.
Now, beyond that.
Right. So if you've got fee transparency now.
Yeah.
Now we're at value.
Now you can compare apples to apples.
That's correct.
Okay. And so when an advisor says, I charge you, and let's make up some numbers here, I charge you 1%.
Right.
And another advisor says, I'll charge you 1.5%.
Right.
The concept is, let's go to the 1% because the 1% is cheaper.
Right.
That doesn't necessarily mean there's more value in it.
Right.
And there may not be full fee transparency. So do, as a listener, do your due diligence on saying, what are all the costs? I want to know full fee transparency.
Right.
Not just what you're reporting on your statements.
Right.
Okay. The second part of this now comes down to is, what overall services do you require as an investor or a client?
Right.
Are you looking for more than just money management? Because money management is a program or a strategy that is going to be declining in cost. It's already happened.
Well, and just think about the evolution of the industry, just so people understand what you're talking about, right? So we had an industry at one time that was just a full service advisory.
Yeah, stockbrokers.
Right? Stockbrokers.
Yep.
Okay, and you paid a commission, typically buy and sells. And then the industry went and sort of branched off, and we had this discount arm, right? Yep. So where you can do it yourself, and you pay a discounted amount for
correct.
That, right? Because it's just a transaction fee. There's no embedded price, if you will, for yep. the advice. Okay, and then we're further branching out in this fintech, you know, financial technology. These things will commoditize and operationalize the ability to trade. So it brings those costs down, right? So that's what you're speaking about. The cost to actually trade and do those kinds of things is coming down with
correct.
Technology.
Correct. It's going down to pennies on the dollar.
Yeah.
Right? Where the value an investor or a client needs to see is what other services are being provided in what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
Am I getting a bunch of other stuff?
Right.
We'll call it stuff, right?
Stuff, yeah.
And tax strategy, looking at your healthcare programs, looking at your
right.
estate planning,
right.
retirement planning, you know, risk mitigation.
Right.
Understanding those different services that are out there, because you can buy those services individually.
Well, that's the fragmentation that's happening, right? So to your point, I think investors, okay, need to become more educated about what channel they should be in to
correct.
Get value.
And right now, investors look at two things. What's your rate of performance?
Right.
And how much do you charge?
Yeah.
And that's what they base their... That's like going into a car dealership and saying, give me the fastest car and tell me what the cheapest price is. Not knowing anything else about the vehicle.
Right.
Does it have seatbelts? Don't know. Don't
right.
care.
Right.
I just want to know how fast I can drive and how cheap it is. And unfortunately, when you don't know if you have seatbelts or not,
yeah.
when the crash comes,
yeah.
that's the problem.
Yeah. Yeah. So to determine value, you need to understand what your goals and objectives are. And I want to quickly put this in, because this sort of conversation came up as a result of talking to a client this particular week. We were going through a detailed financial plan
yep.
and risk mitigation in terms of, this was total wealth. This had nothing to do with stocks, but it was about in the event that something should happen, there's different ways to protect yourself. And the reason it came up is he had a close family member, part of the extended family, pass away suddenly. And there was no insurances in place. And this family is now being materially impacted by this.
Yes.
And there was no, it doesn't appear, at least there was any coordinated strategy, right? So there's it's very different. You've got to know the channel that you're going to go down here. If you just want inexpensive transactions for stock picking,
correct.
That's a different objective than if you're looking at holistic. Total wealth management,
correct?
Right, risk mitigation, those kinds of things, and it's incumbent upon everybody to educate themselves enough to know that they what questions they should be asking when they're interviewing advisory teams.
And that's today's program. It's yeah. talking about what we need to as an investor mm-hmm. and as a client of an advisor, what you should be asking. What right. are all your services?
Right.
What's the value that I see in them, and should I be dealing with you based on that?
Exactly.
And then also, as people age, in our next segment, we're going to talk about the vulnerability and issues that come up there. So this is all about the total package. This
right.
is not a transactional game anymore.
Well, it could be. Let's not discount that. Some people could just want that.
Correct.
Right. But what you don't want is it would be inconsistent to expect that low fee transactional thing, but I want all of these other services. You're not going to get both of those. That's why it's yeah. critical. We're trying to
you're
educate.
Paying for human capital here.
Yeah,
right? So you're going
to
pay for it.
That's right. We're trying to educate. And to that point, let's remind everybody about our upcoming seminar, because
so
that's the education.
Yeah, let's talk about educating on all four buckets, how yeah. the whole strategy works on Tuesday, July 23rd, 7 p.m. at the Four Points Sheraton Hotel in West Calgary. Reserve your seats at 966-8400. That's 966-8400. Or go on our website to register at morethanmoneyradio.com.
As our population ages, there will be more and more people that become vulnerable to predators, to bad decisions, and we want to help protect against that. Tune in the next segment. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.